90210ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hey, you guys, happy Thanksgiving day after-ish.
Post-Thanksgiving.
It's like 4 days after, Jenny, but it's fine.
Well, I'm still full. How about you guys?
Yep, on to Christmas. It's like, it's just one holiday after another.
Oh,
I'm exhausted.
Do you
feel like speed? Like, not speed. Well,
I wish.
On speed, but like, it's like a holiday happens. It's like, oh, anticipation. Like Halloween, nope, on to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's now over, on to Christmas.
Hanukkah, I know. Everything. That's how I live my life, you guys. Like, I'm like, I get through, okay, let me just get through this meeting on Thursday. Yeah. Great. Okay, I got to get through Saturday and get the kids up. You know, like my life feels like it's like moment to moment like that. And it doesn't feel good.
No, it's not healthy.
Yeah, we're here with you. What? How do we change this?
I don't know.
Meditation.
Who has time for that?
I gotta pencil that in again. I keep forgetting.
Amy, have you ever seen her calendar?
No, but I bet it's a little scary.
Here's Kat.
Hi, by the way, guys.
Hi, guys. I'm back.
We're so glad Amy's you're back.
We have Amy back. This is the thing. We're so excited to have you with us today, Amy, and we know you are so excited. We finish off season two, right, of 90210.
Congrats, by the way. Congrats. Woo, woo.
Thank you.
And now we've decided, because you love it so much, and because a few of the characters from 90210 go on over, we're going to stop the show, like screech it to a halt, and we're going to become the Melrose Place podcast for just a day.
For three episodes.
Oh, three episodes.
Sorry. Three episodes.
Three episodes. Because that's the episodes that you guys are in.
Wait, what is our mashup name? There has to be a mashup name. So there's 90210.
Melno.
So Mel, I did write this.
Oh, okay.
90210 spinoff. Get it? One spinoff.
902. Groundbreaking.
I wish I could say, whoa, I loved it, but I don't.
No, I don't. What about 90210 place?
No. Okay.
Not bad.
90 place. 90 place.
90 place.
9021. Does anybody wear a shirt on this show?
So, oh my gosh. This is why she loves the show, you guys. This is why she ditched Beverly Hills 90210 like a hot potato and switched gears and became a Melrose Placer.
In fact, though, I go back to my college days and we watched both. So this premiered in the summer of 1992 and I started college like literally 1 month later and we watched both.
Because you had the pre and the post and you were right in between. So you had high school and then like us, and then you were right there, and then it's after college, real life.
Yeah.
With less fashion.
Oh, well, less shirts.
Less clothing. We're talking about season one, episode one of Melrose Place, you guys. It aired July 8th, 1992. And what's a little synopsis of it, Tor?
Oh my God, get into my page. Hold on.
Wait, I just want you to know I have salsa under my nails.
Guys, I wish y'all would have been here.
Oh my God, before. You better get that out or don't touch Dave, because
Jenny was trying to eat lunch before we started.
And oh my God,
spilled things everywhere.
Yeah. But what happened? I picked it up off the floor and ate it anyway because
she's
hungry.
Resourceful. Yeah, she doesn't waste stuff. Okay.
Thank God my house is clean. Sorry, go.
Synopsis at 4616 Melrose Place. Ooh, let's look that up. Does that exist? A garden apartment complex in Los Angeles, a group of 20-something people try to get by in life any way they can. Allison Parker looks for a new roommate after her previous one leaves her in the dead of night without money for the rent.
Are you ready for my first question for you guys?
Lay it
right
on
off the top, right from the credits. Credits in alphabetical order. Tell me about that. Like, tell me about that versus 90210. Like, for us regular people, what would that mean that these credits were in alphabetical order?
That they did it right? Like,
usually that happens, right? When there's an ensemble cast and everybody's parts start out very equal. So, and nobody wants to give anybody, you know, hierarchy or special treatment. So they do it alphabetically and then no one can complain or argue about it.
How was 90210 done?
Not that way, clearly, but BH90210, we went in alphabetical order because can imagine that. That would have been,
and you know, like what? I said, yeah.
You know what? That this is like TV gold for Garth, not for spelling. I'm always last. I'm no matter what. I'm always. But feel
Ian always gets boned on that one with the zeroing of it all.
Yeah. So on 90210, was there somebody on the top of the call sheet, as they say?
Yeah, because it was about Brenda and Brandon when the show started.
So who was on?
They were one and two.
Wasn't it Brandon and then Brenda?
That would be Jason Priestley and Shannon Doherty.
Sorry. Yes, right. Was Jason then Shannon? It should have been Shannon and then Jason, if you ask me.
Why? Because female? Well,
yeah. Ladies first.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Okay. I'll go with that.
I want that chivalry when I want it. And then when I don't, I don't.
Yeah. And Jenny was number three. But little fun fact, as we know, people left. Jen became number one after a while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We all got pushed up to bigger and better roles.
I was
going to
ask that if there was movement over the years.
Yeah. If you left, you took that space and you claimed it fast.
Yep.
Mine. So I know we don't see it yet, but hopefully most people have seen Melrose Place. Heather Locklear, once she joined, became special guest star for 6-7 years, however long it ran. Which is
so that's special treatment. Like when you see a cast and there's some confusion because they've already started and someone's like number one, number two. So you can't just shove someone in because it'll freak people out and they have a contract. That you do like and special guest star or and or with anything isn't at the
end. Isn't that what it did for us on Melrose Place on the opening credits of the very first episode of Melrose
Place?
Right. We were special guest stars.
That means we were everything.
I'm going to ask the rude question.
Do it.
Would that mean more money? Like Heather Locklear, would that mean more money for her if she was a special guest star? Obviously, she
it's just clout. Like they can't put her first. Like I believe, wait, I could be totally wrong on this. I believe in Dynasty, Joan Collins was at the end. Is that not correct? No,
that's
I might be wrong.
Sounding
on that.
Familiar to me that it was and Joan Collins. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes
it's kind of a thing.
And.
Like, sorry, we have no more money, but we're going to give you this title. And if you know, you know. Which everybody across America and the world, when you're watching it, they don't know.
They're just
like, oh, I guess you're just barely in this. But it's supposed to mean like better than number one.
Did you? Now I'm really being inappropriate, but that's okay. Did you guys ever think of banding together like the Friends cast did to negotiate all as one or no? No.
Oh my gosh.
We tried
You're
that.
Really? Yeah, that was later in the show. And that was a really a strong attempt by some people to make that happen. We did. We really did try.
You know what? All's fair in love and prime time. So you gotta do what you can. But at a certain point, everyone had different deals because everyone had started at different places. Mm-hmm. But we, at the end, we had it's like an alliance. It's like Big Brother. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
Jen and I formed an alliance so that no one could you kind of want that clout so that no one could like come in and just be like, hey, I want this. And then suddenly like there's a newbie and you've been working your ass off for 10 years. And they're like, no.
Right. So this will be my last question about sort of like the business, but on Melrose Place, if they're all in alphabetical order, would it be favored nations, as they say, which means everyone's getting the same money or not necessarily?
In a situation like this, quite possibly it could have been favored nations because I really felt like this cast was super balanced. Like everybody had, it started out very like everybody has their storyline. Everybody's equal.
But Jen, you know what? I got to call it. Courtney Thorne Smith came into this with a huge resume. She was in Features. Like there's no chance that someone who it's their first job is getting the same pay as Courtney Thorne Smith who played Allison. In my opinion.
I think that's probably right, because she was coming. She had done Summer School, that movie.
Summer School.
Supposedly, I think Andrew Hsu had never worked, had never gotten a job. This was
that
like
makes
his
sense.
First acting job. So, okay.
Yes.
You guys give your thoughts on this this okay. Melrose Place pilot, because I have 400.
I need
questions.
To jump in for a second and just be like, I don't know. I wasn't that excited to rewatch this. And at first I was like, and then I got so sucked in. I fell in love with Melrose Place all over again. I was like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Cause now I'm looking at that from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Like we're looking at our show from a different yeah. perspective.
I never watched it before. And now watching it, same thing happened to me. I was like, ugh, I don't really want to watch Melrose Place. Like just want to stick with Beverly Hills 90210. Yeah. And then I watched it and first of all, came a wave of jealousy. I gotta be honest, because their opening credits were super cool
yes.
and edgy. And I thought, I want that. I wish our show had had that. You know, it seems so much more mature and like.
So had you really never seen it, Jenny, ever?
No, I never watched Melrose Place. No.
And Tori, were you a fan back in the day?
I was a big fan. Like to be honest, like that was the show I probably watched. I watched it more than our show. Like we were working on our show. It was our show, but Melrose Place, I was like just a legit fan.
So like in your house growing up, was it sort of something you did to watch your dad's shows?
We did. We would always yeah. watch like the premieres of his shows. And I usually like when I lived at home and everything saw things before they even
oh, aired yeah.
and would watch dailies with him. I was fascinated growing up, like being able to do that and hear the backstory of everything.
I will say on the credits, Jenny, in this one, I can't remember if Jenny or Tori thought the credits were cool, which I agree.
Jen,
it's not the iconic Melrose Place logo yet. So later we will see that turquoise circle that became so synonymous with Melrose Place, but we don't have that yet.
True. Just like ours was different in the beginning too. Mm-hmm.
So what did you guys think? So you like it? Like, I love it. So I'm not, you know, I'm obsessed.
Yeah. I really liked it. I was sucked in just like Tori. I felt like they had a really cool opening credits. I thought their sets, I remember filming, doing the show. And I remember thinking how awesome the whole set was that they built this entire apartment building with a pool into soundstage.
Wait, where was it? Wow. I never got to film on it.
It was in Santa Clarita, if I'm not wrong. It was like up to the 118 right. up there. Yeah. And it was such a huge like undertaking. I just remember being in awe of that whole set that they had designed and built and the way it just looked like it was old and they wet, you know, they made everything look a little dirty and it was just, they did it so well that I really did love it.
So how did they come to you guys to appear and Jenny, especially you on 3 episodes, how did they sort of talk to you guys about that?
Like, Jen, well, did you know when you filmed the wedding stuff with him that you were also going to be on it or not yet?
I don't remember. I don't know. Like, I cannot remember that far back. I don't even know that I didn't even know that I was in 3 episodes until you just told me that, Amy. So apparently, I thought maybe they were going to, at the end of this episode, I was like, yeah. Oh, things aren't looking good for Kelly and Jake, and I don't see that going anywhere. So I thought maybe they weren't going to be on anymore.
It was dramatic. I'm jumping ahead and we'll go back. But Jenny, I really felt like this brought Kelly into a new realm because it was so, your scenes were dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
There was like some heat and there was some just real like emotion going.
I felt like Kelly had to grow up real fast to go to Melrose Place. I felt like, and even just like as an actor, I remember feeling pressure to do better than I probably even knew how to do at that time, because I was still really green in the business. And I'd only been on 90210 for 2 seasons now, and to go and do a spinoff and act around people that were older than me. And a lot of them who had, like you said, like bigger resumes that had worked more. Before, I felt a lot of pressure, I think, and I was kind of intimidated. I was kind of intimidated to go in on that set and kind of intimidated to work. But at the same time, oddly, like, hey, this is a spinoff of our show. So kind of like at the same, it was like a weird dichotomy.
It was interesting because from an outside perspective, I felt like Kelly was one of the lead females in this episode.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Which obviously good on them. Like it's an established show. That's a hit, like smart to do that. And I thought you were excellent in these scenes, in the scenes in the courtyard. You broke my heart in such a relatable way. I loved it. I gotta say though, I don't feel like Kelly, well, like I know, but she did play my best friend on TV for 10 years to Donna. So I just don't feel like Kelly would be that needy. Like the fact that she kept going. I know they needed to do that for story, but that bothered me a little bit.
Bothered me too.
As your your off-screen friend, but your on-screen friend as well.
Mm-hmm. It bothered me too. And I felt like, why is she so, I mean, I get it why she was so caught up on Jake, but it felt a little bit out of character for her. You're totally right.
And she's too badass for this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if but she
I
felt it.
She felt out of her league a little and like, I don't know, she wanted something that she hadn't had yet.
She just kept going there. That mm-hmm. I mean, I know they have to.
I was like, girl, back down. Like, he don't want you. Give it a rest. Jeez, like, stop embarrassing yourself.
And like, Kelly's too cool and hot to ever embarrass herself. But I like, I was on friend alert that I was like, oh my gosh, no, like it's too much. She would call.
Just like Donna.
They wanted you there in the iconic set because that solidified this.
Donna knew.
Donna knew. I had a note that it was so sweet and like endearing that Donna was like, and when they were eating outside, you're trying to be supportive. But at the same time, you could tell you were really not feeling good about it.
I love how they did it, that first we meet some of the characters at Melrose Place. We get introduced right off the bat, very shirtless, to these people. And then comes the iconic red BMW. I thought it was so well done because I was like, oh, wow, here they come. I know these people. And it just made it very cohesive.
And I love, you're right. The introductions were great. What a great way. She has to go. I mean, not feasible. Like, you know, I don't think you know everybody in your building and go knock on everybody's door to ask where your roommate is suddenly. But like, we were introduced to the whole cast through Allison's eyes and we got to know a little bit about them and their vibe right away. I felt like this show is really flushed out. Whereas 90210, when it started, you were like, okay, I get it. That's the rich girl. Mm-hmm. That's the cocky rich jock. Like it was not as fleshed out. These, like I got the characters right away. It was really.
I felt like Darren brought his A game when he did this pilot, because like you said, it's so clear what we're about to venture into.
And a weird little tidbit. I noticed that Howard Deutsch directed this episode, who is Leah Thompson from Back to the Future's husband, and Zoe Deutsch, who has become such a, like an up and coming actress. That's crazy. Her dad.
Yeah. We love Howie. Howie directed BH90210 with us. Yeah. And
yes, episode
we
two.
Adore him.
And a second one, right? Or just two? No, just one. I mean, just episode two. But we love him so much. Yeah.
I was so happy to see his name as the director of this episode.
Did you right away notice Josie Bissett's, I don't want to say these names wrong, but that I thought it was her hair.
Josie Pace Boy?
Yes.
I wanted that haircut. And I wanted it then and I want it now. And I turned to my husband last night. I was like, oh, I really want that haircut. Can I do that? And he was like, nope. Mm-mm.
It became kind of iconic hair.
You know what? When you did your short hairdo, that is what you were going for, because it is kind of reminiscent, like a modern day, like Rosemary's Baby, like Mia Farrow.
Mine just didn't pixie look cut. Like that. No, ever.
But so we meet right away. We meet Allison, and we meet Matt, and we know Jake, and we meet Dr. Michael Mancini.
Michael Mancini, you guys. Funny little fact. After all the shows were done and we were just thrown out into the real world, living lives like real people. I went to a yoga class at Angel City Yoga and Michael Mancini was my yoga teacher.
Oh, Thomas
Imagine Calabro. Me walking in and Thomas Calabro sitting, wait for it, shirtless, leading the yoga class.
Of course, shirtless. They don't own shirts at Melrose Place.
He was really good at yoga, you guys.
Now what if he still does yoga?
Now that you're mentioning that, yeah. And now
he can like that, I remember stand that, on one hand.
That being a hobby down, of know. His. Good for him.
He's good at that.
Did you notice right away that this show is aged up? I think Tori sort of acknowledged it already in this conversation. Like you immediately notice like, okay, we are just aged up just enough.
Yeah.
It's a little risque, a little bit more risque right out of the gate. As you've pointed out, like, 20 times already, everybody's shirtless and all you see at least some skin from each of the female co-stars as well.
Like yeah, somebody's Allison in a, had
no pants. Then the other ones are in bikinis. Absolutely happening. Little teddy pajama situation for Josie. Everybody had to like bring it
right off the bat. Did you guys have a favorite? Like once we meet Billy also, like, was there one of the guys that you were like, hello.
Well, I think we know who's Tori. Tori already outed herself that she had a huge crush on someone.
Yes, Billy. Yes. I thought Andrew Hsu was adorable. Yeah. He's so quirky.
So cute and weird.
He reminds me of my son, Finn. Like, just like long hair, like, yeah. Like
he's really cute.
Like, not jock,
but slightly like, weird, just like a little off kilter. Andrew or Billy? Else.
Who are we talking about? Andrew.
Talking Billy here.
Billy.
So
Andrew, Andrew is very serious.
Very, obviously, yeah, the character.
I immediately did a deep dive on the Google and was looking at 100 pictures of Andrew Hsu now.
Mm-hmm. Tell.
He looks so hot. You know he's married to Amy Robach.
Yes, his wife is so nice. That is
from Good Morning America. And he looks better than ever.
And you guys, he chose to exit acting to literally do charity work.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for it, guys. Guess what I learned about him?
What?
He did that charity, Do Something,
mm-hmm.
and then started like some internet companies. And apparently he is worth $100
million. What? Tori, look what could have been.
Why didn't that work out?
Dang it.
And he wrote a children's book with Amy Robach about blended families. I'm sorry, Tori. I'm sorry. He has three boys and she has two girls. I hope I'm not reversing that. They all get married and then Amy and Andrew wrote a children's book about the blending.
But they literally also had a baby together.
I think they don't have any babies together.
Are you sure? I feel like she was pregnant in the last 3 years. Am I wrong?
Look, in my deep dive of research, I didn't see it, but it doesn't mean I covered everything. He looks so hot.
He might look hot, but he was not a very good dancer for a ballroom dance teacher. I just want to point out.
What's that dance studio called that he like?
I don't want to go to it. Arthur Murray. That's where he said he was working.
I think he admits that he's only one ahead. He's teaching the classes based
why?
On
why?
Like,
why do they let this
like
guy
he's
teach
pretending?
Class?
Right? Because he's
did you guys love his boombox?
I did notice him jump on the bed with his dirty Converse that I loved, and I was just like, "Oh my god, I love you."
He went for it, which was it fun. Okay, deep diving. I remember, okay, so Kelly had a scene where she walks in and knocks on Jake's door and then the girl in the red bathing suit is by the pool.
Yeah, Amy Locane.
Amy Locane. And I remember like being like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. She's so pretty and her body and the bathing suit's so beautiful. And I just love her accent, like everything about it. I was so like into her as that character.
Poor Amy Locane.
I know.
So we're getting ahead, but since we're only watching three episodes, we might as well. So she was let go from Melrose Place, Amy Locane and Vanessa Williams, the other Vanessa Williams.
Yeah. At the end of the first season?
No.
Like halfway through, right?
Oh, halfway through? Why did I think it was Amy Locane was only in the pilot? Is that not true?
No, she's around for a bit. And obviously, probably your dad and Darren realize like, okay, we've got this, but something's
so
kind of like Luke Perry.
So So going into it, I remember my dad being super, like, he loved the cast, but he was super excited about Star Potential with Andrew Hsu and Amy Locane. Those were his two finds. And I remember there was some cast party that I got to go to, and I became friendly with her, and she was so excited. Yeah. And this always breaks my heart when someone is, she's like, this is it. This is my thing. This is, and she was so excited. And then when I heard that she wasn't moving forward, I was like, oh my God, she was so nice. But she went on to star in John Waters' Crybaby and was the lead. So
was that before, though? I had this weird feeling. So that was after? I
thought that was before.
I think it was before.
That was before.
I know.
Melrose Place.
So I don't want to mess it up. So everybody should do their own Googling.
Yeah.
But basically, years later.
That was in 1992 was Crybaby.
So it was neck and neck when they both
It was
came
neck
out.
And neck. I don't remember her telling me she was in something. Like, I don't know if, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But
yeah, the timeline is close.
Yes.
So I did read about this, and I don't want to mess it up. So everybody should do their own reading. But basically, years later, there's a drunk driving accident, and she is convicted and sent to jail. I'm not sure what's what. It's very crazy story. She gets out on parole for a couple years, and in 2020 or 2021 was sent back for the same crime.
She's sitting in jail right now, you guys.
Yeah, it's very interesting story if you research it, because I've never heard of someone going back.
Yeah, that is, I mean, jeez, what a
So read
unfortunate
about it.
Turn of events. Yeah, vehicular manslaughter.
Awful.
She was a really nice person. I wanted her to succeed. I gotta admit, though, I felt like, I know what you liked about her. I felt like the accent, like, I feel like
the accent was a little a lot, but I don't know. I just liked the character and her confidence.
And she's
sensuality.
Uh-huh. Gorgeous. And I felt like they needed that, like, vixen, which later, obviously, Heather Locklear, but I just liked her look a lot. I don't know. The accent, maybe they could have grounded her a little bit more.
Yeah, for me, the other characters, and I don't know if, like, hindsight's 20/20, because I continued to fall in love with these characters. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I was more drawn to them rewatching the pilot because I knew I was going to go on the journey with them, whereas she really was gone in the blink of an eye. Same with Vanessa Williams' character.
Why did Vanessa Williams' character get...
I don't know for a fact, but I think it was the same thing that those two characters didn't test as well when they did the, you know, testing things. And I think it was more they weren't grounded as much as the others just seemed, you know, they were
real.
A little heightened. Mm-hmm. I mean, Vanessa Williams has gone on lately. She's, like, killing it lately. She was just in the new Candyman. I just watched her the other night. Was she in, wait, she was in another big movie.
So that Vanessa Williams is still working. It's confusing because there's two Vanessa Williams.
Oh, no, I know there's, like,
there's the Miss USA or Miss America.
Right. Singer Vanessa Williams, who was also an Ugly Betty. Not that Vanessa Williams, but Vanessa Williams, the younger actress. She's killing it. I see her in feature after feature after feature. Is there another? There's one more huge one that was out recently.
We can look it up. We'll look it up while we keep talking. By the way.
And she's so good. She was so good in that. And I love that she was an aerobics teacher, which kind of, like, modern day. I'm like, oh, everyone, a Pilates teacher. Like, you
cardio
know.
Cardio funk.
Yeah, I like that she did that. She added energy to the show. I really like that character.
I liked her character more than Amy Locane's character. I forgot to mention, though, Donna's hair was once again epic in this. Oh, that hair, Tori.
It was big.
It was amazing. I remember it. I remember worshiping your hair.
It felt a little different. Obviously, it's a different makeup and hair team.
Was it blown out? Did they give you a big blowout, or was that natural?
It was teased. I think it might have been teased and then curled in places, but still straight in places with the under. I liked Kelly's hair. That last scene, we lost the bang because you grew up.
Yeah. Did anyone feel Courtney Thorne-Smith sort of had the Rachel from Friends? I was
you're right.
Did Courtney Thorne-Smith invent the Rachel and we just didn't know it?
Well, when she tied it back, though, it kind of looked like a weird mullet. Like, all of this was not part of the back part. Like, it fell out. And, like, you know, I don't know. It made me uncomfortable.
Did it feel 90s to you guys, this show? It felt 90s to me, from, like, the Mancini's bedding to, like, just some of the decor. I was like, this is very bad fashion 90s.
I don't know. They lost me at fashion on this one.
I don't know about the 90s of it, but I just know that it seemed like there was always a man cleaning the pool. Unless they were in it, there was always a man cleaning it.
I want to see who that is. Who's
that guy?
He could have been a character. They should have gone for that.
They should have.
Wait, so Tori, you were drawn to Andrew Hsu, Billy. Yes. Jenny, is it still Grant Cho, or when you're rewatching it now?
No, I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I feel like he's not the greatest guy, so I don't.
We're talking attraction here, sister. Just attraction.
Okay. Well, I guess Grant. But then I really did think that Michael Mancini was cute, and then I didn't know what to think about Matt Fielding.
Oh my God.
Because was Matt Fielding straight or gay? I wanted him so badly to be gay.
Forgetting the glimpses that he's gay already.
I want to be best friends with him.
Michael Mancini is your younger version of James Eckhouse. There you go. That makes perfect sense now.
Yeah, I didn't see the hair though. He was shirtless and he had no hair. So
Jenny, I'm glad you mentioned
deduct
it though.
A few points.
Jake Hansen is sort of a jerk.
What? Okay, the scene where at the end where Kelly comes over to talk, and he comes out and he puts his shirt on really quickly, I was like, oh, is there a girl in
here? I thought so too.
Yeah. I thought it was weird. And then he grabbed her at one point, kind of
too aggressive for what was happening in the scene.
Yes, for a child.
Hey!
For just a child.
This little girl. I was like,
I cannot kiss a 17-year-old, but I can manhandle her in public.
And nobody said anything. There was people in the apartment complex, like in the courtyard, that nobody really cared.
That was weird.
Extras. Why? We know it's a small building. We've met everybody, I think, at this point that lives there almost. Who are these people?
Why
did they turn around when someone's getting assaulted?
Right. Two people are like kind of yelling at each other at their pool.
We have so much to talk about, you guys. We have to take a break, though, and then we'll come back. I promise. Okay, since you have so much to say about this episode, pilot, spinoff, whatever we want to call it, this very special episode of 90210 OMG.
So, Jenny, do you literally not know what's going to happen?
Like,
that's so exciting. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. I love it.
I mean, I guess that it's not going to work out because, like you said, I'm only in three episodes. And also, I stayed on Beverly Hills 90210 for another, 8 years. So I'm going to guess that Kelly and Jake don't work out.
Okay, so what is your initial thought?
She doesn't know what's going to happen to other characters. And I do.
I know. That's
and it was
so
really
crazy.
Hard to watch the pilot and see certain things, which I know are going to go terribly wrong later.
Even the pool, even the building. So many things. The building. It's like, God.
Guys, I don't have time for another follow show. Like,
so Jenny, what do you think of Billy and Allison then? If you don't know.
Yeah, what do you think?
What do you think?
I think they're going to become an item. No? Yes? Am I right?
On screen and off?
Okay. They're going to be a couple in real life? This is so exciting.
There were a lot of couples.
They had a lot of couples on that show. Whoa, off screen. Wow. A lot.
Crazy and weird twists in real life that you would never expect. Yeah. Like, look, we'll tell you. So Doug Savant married Laura Layton. They've been married for 20 plus years. She comes into the show later.
And then they got married.
You know, they never dated during.
Wait for it though. So Laura Layton, the redhead, you know her. Mm-hmm. She comes on the show and is one of the most iconic characters. You're going to love her. In real life, dates Grant Cho.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot that part.
For a long time.
Yes.
And they're all on the show together.
Yes.
And forgot. Then when the show is what? Over, dates and marries Doug Savant. And now
it's my God,
together.
That's too good. Well, our show is pales by comparison in the juicy bits.
Kind of true.
Yeah. Well, because we were just kids and we weren't supposed to have these juicy interactions, but these guys were adults. So,
So, yes, I do feel like they're foreshadowing Billy and Allison's relationship right from the
But they do it well. This, okay, I know Howard Deutsch directed and he did so many iconic 80s films, but it felt very like John Hughes, like you just, the interaction with the characters, you're like, oh, the banter. And I just like, from a rom-com standpoint, at Billy and Allison, I'm like, yes.
Yes, even when Billy says, have you told your parents like that you live with a boy? Like it was like, well, they're old, but they're not that old.
Yeah, they're still young.
And the money. Okay, so because we know that Allison is paying $400 and Billy's paying $400, $800, I guess, is about right for that apartment.
Back then.
Back then.
In the 90s.
Okay. Now?
No, it'd be $4,000 probably now a month.
Oh, my God. Oh, geez.
Yeah. They weren't crappy apartments. They weren't like the greatest, but they weren't crappy.
They had a pool in the middle.
Yeah. Pool, beautiful windows and plenty, a lot of landscaping. I loved it. I wouldn't.
Good location.
Totally move there.
Melrose Place is right there at the corner of Melrose and Melrose Place, walking distance from a lot of good restaurants.
So I have a question. Multiple times, and I get why they did this. Melrose Place kind of wasn't a thing then, and now it's like a thing. But Allison says when she's putting the ad, Hollywood. It's in Hollywood. It's not Hollywood.
I think it technically is. Do you think it's West Hollywood?
I thought so. It's right there.
I think it's right on the board. It's like right on the,
yeah.
It's cuspy, you guys.
It's right there.
Is Melrose Place and Melrose technically kind of right across from the Beverly Center?
A little further east.
Up or whatever.
What's that big restaurant that was there? Oh, was there for years. Bastille. I always wanted to go there. Mm-hmm. It's a tasty menu. Monique Lhuillier is there.
Yes.
It just made me really remember, like, we used to go shopping on Melrose. Yeah. Like, remember the days when you felt like you weren't going to be killed if you went down to Melrose and went shopping? I used to love doing that.
Felt like I might get killed, but like.
But then, yeah.
Yeah.
There's the fancy side of Melrose. So there's that part where it's more designer side of Melrose.
That's Melrose Place, though, right? Melrose. And right across from it.
That's right.
Melrose Strip. Yeah. Like Marc Jacobs is right there. And offshoot of Melrose Place.
If you go further down, it's where we all used to shop because you could get like the knockoff for $30.
Doc Martens and the baby doll dresses and the
baby doll dresses.
Oh my God, we got all our vintage. That was like the first. What was the first vintage? Oh my God, what was it?
Aardvarks.
Aardvarks. You would literally like go through bins and really thrift. Okay, you guys, this is what makes me feel old. My 13-year-old daughter Stella says to me the other day, "Mom, did you know the new thing to do is thrifting?" So I've never gone thrifting. I was like, "Excuse me? Like you were raised? We went and like flea markets, vintage stores." She goes, "No, Mom. Like thrifting. Like it's different. It's like going to Goodwill." And she's talking to me like I know nothing about this. And I was just like, "Okay."
So when I first moved to LA, it was like 97, something like that. And I was working for Ryan Seacrest and I would like run out of money and I would have to go through my closet and like
take stuff,
figure, find crap that I wasn't wearing and take it to Buffalo Exchange and like get some cash so I could like do whatever I wanted to do.
My kids do that. Like my teenagers do that. I'm like, I just bought you that and you haven't even worn it. Now you're selling it and you're taking that money's mine. Theoretically, that is my money.
Yeah, I did that.
But I don't see any of it.
Wait, I also loved, did you love, I mean, Billy and Allison really do kind of shine. Because I love when he says, what about when I bring a babe home?
And bingity bockity boo. No, he didn't say that. It was like, bum bum. What is that?
And then they like agree, like one night only, you can bring someone home.
You get a hall pass.
And she like labeled all the crap in the fridge with the stickies.
I just can't take her, yeah. her outfits, like the outfit she wears to Shooters. Okay. So can we talk about Shooters? Cause that's that's their peach pit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's their peach pit after dark kind of.
Yes. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was so weird that Jake brought you to Shooters. That was a little bit like, really, dude?
Well, he said, I want to take you somewhere. It's not fancy. It's just down the street. Is that what he was referring to? Shooters?
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's why Amy Locane is the waitress.
Yeah. Why would he?
Why would he go with?
He already had a thing with Amy Locane. Why is he going to go get waited on her with a new girl? I don't get it.
Wait, doesn't he work there? Isn't he the bartender?
Hmm.
I don't think yet. Maybe
I didn't
later.
See that.
Oh.
Because right now he's just the handyman at
okay, I thought
Kelly's.
That was one of his other odd jobs that he does. That maybe I'm wrong. So I thought
well,
maybe
I thought
he
Billy
takes her there because he could pay for it because it's like friends and family. I don't know.
Tori, didn't Billy drive a cab?
Oh my God, I think you're
See,
right.
I was like confused by that. I'm like, I thought he drove a cab, but maybe that comes later.
Maybe. I think you're right. Before there was Uber.
I was like, what? He's dancing and what is going on?
It was really sweet that Steve and Donna and David all came to Shooters, yes. though, to like make sure Kelly wasn't date raped or anything.
Well, and Steve wins over the waitress, Amy Locane, by mentioning his mom because she's like an actress.
Yeah.
And then she was like sitting on his lap all like.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed, though. I wanted Steve to be more excited about that moment and like really lean into that. But he was real serious.
Wait, Jen, do you remember that? Okay, so that bar scene we filmed first when we, like the first thing we filmed for Melrose Place was that. And it was daytime, but they made it look like it was night inside. And that was my summer romance with Brian. And
wait, in real life?
Yes. It didn't go any further, but whatever. That and remember we drove to set together? And that was like a big deal. And he was like, should I drop you off and then like go park? And like, yeah, we didn't spend the night or anything. Like,
don't gloss over this.
I think I went to his house and then we drove together. He was like, that was a big deal to me because he had sent me roses on my birthday and I was like super excited. And then Melrose Place came up and he was like, hey, you know, want to drive to set together?
So were you
and I was
making
like,
out?
This is something.
And then, would you kiss?
No, not that day. No, I was just like super nervous and like even more like nervous about how I looked because I was like, oh, something's starting. And then, yeah. But that when I saw that scene of them entering, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sure like they had some outfits. And I was like, I'm going to pick that like bright skin tight dress because I want to like Brian to think it looks.
So was it hard to be a couple on 90210 when you wanted to like be more in real life or were you able to like separate it?
I don't know. He's a boy and boys don't think like that. So for me, it was probably hard.
Mm-hmm. And you probably made more of it than he ever did.
Ever.
In your mind. Yeah. Like just that's what we do.
Yeah.
Wow. So when you think back about 90210, does it blur like all that blur? Or are you able to like remember Tori and Brian and then David and Donna?
It doesn't blur actually, like, cause Brian and David were very different, especially in the beginning. Like, I feel like we all kind of merged into real, like our real characters. The only time it ever blurred was the wedding. And that was literally 10 years after we had hooked up or whatever.
Yeah.
And during the wedding, I literally turned to Jen and I was like, I think I'm in love with Brian again. She's like, oh no, we're not doing this again. And I was like, yeah, you're
right.
Oh my
God. You mean on the season finale of
yeah.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's when it blurred. We were doing the vows and I was like, and I looked at her and she was like, nope.
Wait, but when we did VH 90210, I think you said the same thing to me. I think you looked at me at one point and you're like,
I think
it's happening.
I feel something. Well, remember my character. No, that was my character. Tori, yeah.
Tori, I'm getting confused.
Yeah, that was Tori playing was. Tori was like, I think I'm like into Brian. Oh. Yeah, that wasn't, yeah, I don't know. But,
okay. Oh my God, that's so sweet, Tori. Sort of like to me, that just means it is Donna and David forever. It's like you'll always have a little piece of your heart for him.
Oh, for sure. Like whatever it was in anyone's mind, I can definitely say like he was like one of my first loves for sure. And I have no problem saying that. And it doesn't matter how he felt or whatever. And if he just thought we were friends, that's fine. Like, I'm confident enough to say like he was one of my first loves.
I feel like this is breaking Amy's heart.
I'm sorry.
Like, it's sorry. So sweet.
Yes, it never works out. Sorry. Okay.
Wait, let's give Amy just a minute to recollect herself and we'll take a break.
I'm overwhelmed and come back because it's like, yeah, like
stay on track.
I'm so overwhelmed. This is so much information. This is good.
All right.
Okay.
We've already talked about everybody shirtless, but have we really paid enough tribute to the abs of it all?
Oh God.
Where did each of these actors get these abs?
Looked great.
It was like it's like a washboard. Like you get ran your hand down it, it would be like wowsy.
Buzz.
I mean,
it really was.
What did you think of and it was a little cliche, if I dare say that. It was a little ahead of its time, but it was also a little cliche of the D&D advertising, which first of all, I love that we meet D&D advertising right away, but Allison's boss.
You mean when she got Me Too'd by Tim Gunn? Like, that, first of all, the guy reminds me of Tim Gunn. 100%. And he Me Too's her.
Yeah. But I did love that Billy saves the day and acts like they're married. And like, it kind of was so like more foreshadowing. Like this guy, he's just a total stud. And these two are destined. But I love that we met the iconic D&D advertising, which I found out, Tori, was shot at your dad's. That's the exterior of Spelling Productions.
Oh, Yeah.
Which it also looked like
we use those buildings a lot. We use those buildings that your dad had a lot for like different.
I remember think it's 57, different office buildings.
Yeah, you're right.
Because when
it's where Ryan. Yeah.
Yes. It used to be where Ryan Seacrest's studio was. I knew it.
Isn't that crazy?
He moved. Yeah. Everybody's moved. E moved too, but it used to be where E was.
Wait, you guys, I'm going to ask something that's probably inappropriate. I can't get past D&D. Wait, when you have something and like, let's say you have a miscarriage and then they have to go in.
That's and see. DNC.
DNC. Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
And is it DNC or DNC? I think it's DNC.
DNC.
Okay. Yeah. Well, D&D, I kept thinking of that and I couldn't stop thinking and it just put bad.
Well, how about this? It's Donna and David. It's after Donna and David.
Better.
It is hard. And Jenny, probably not for you, but for Tori, since we've seen the show and we were big fans, it is missing Heather Locklear. It's definitely like, I love it. I love the pilot, but it's not quite there yet.
When does she come in?
Not for a while.
Not for a bit. I think halfway through season one, end of season one, something like that. Pretty early on, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my gosh. I was like, can we get Heather on the show as if this is a second show? Oh man. No,
it's just a special for now.
I just want to hear the story of how that happened. Like, were the ratings not doing well? And my dad was like, I need my lucky penny. Where's Heather?
Yeah. I don't know. We need to like, does it get sort of sad that we can't ask your dad all these stories anymore? Mm-hmm. I hope you remember all the things.
I'll do my best.
And hopefully they share them with you. Because I would love to have Heather tell you all those stories.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Let's try to get her.
She might do it. She just had her Lifetime movie. Mm-hmm. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. Yeah. She looks great too. I was really happy to see her.
She looked great.
Return to acting and...
She's so good. Happy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's
what
with
do you
her
think that motorcycle.
Sweetheart.
That Jake Hansen's motorcycle. Does she date Jake Hansen at one point?
I'm sure she does.
I think she dated everybody.
All the girls date Jake Hansen.
On the show, not in real life.
Though. Right.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, Grant looks exactly the same today as he did then.
My God. I Agree.
It's weird.
It's true. For me, it's Grant Show and Andrew Shue. Like, could they be hotter? I wasn't as much into Michael Mancini. Sorry, Jen.
I just liked how he was a cute little husband and like seemed so responsible. Does he do bad things? You guys, I don't know. Don't tell me. In this episode, he seems like such a dutiful, like bringing her breakfast in bed. When he brought her breakfast in bed, I was like, I want that.
And the fans were like, cute, but boring. We need drama. And spoiler alert, he becomes one of the biggest villains on TV later.
He's such an ass.
What do you mean he's a villain?
Oh, just wait.
Just wait. Because he's, and maybe we're watching it like that going, you ass. Although when she kissed his toe, I wanted to gag.
Ew, ew. That was weird. Like, whose idea was that? Was that Howie's idea, the director? Or did that come straight from the script from Darren? Like, she leans down and kisses his big toe. And she read it and she did
just did it.
Or maybe it was a choice. Yeah. Whatever.
She really wants to get some from him all the time, and he's not playing. And I feel we're going to find out. We know he sucks, but like, I think we find out pretty quickly. I think.
So wait, do they not stay married?
Oh, Jenny.
No comment.
They don't. I can tell by your reactions. Not going. Now I'm so sad.
You are in for some drama.
Oh my God. And then some. It's like,
let's just suffice it to say, when I saw Marcia Cross at the Ralphs in Brentwood in the 90s, all I could think about was the wig coming off.
No matter what, we have to watch that episode. Not even on a podcast. Like, we just want to see your reaction on that episode.
Why? Is it Mike? Is it Mike? When she takes the wig off, is it Michael Mancini under there? I don't understand.
I still, in my mind, this many years later, if I like, it's like I have a Polaroid picture in my mind of the whole thing.
I'm looking at it right now. It's one of those things that you just can't ever unsee.
I think that's because trauma stays with you. And it was, poor Jenny.
It was TV trauma.
What season
trauma.
Is that? Wait, what season does that happen? How many episodes of this show do I have to watch?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, you got seasons to watch. She hasn't even come into later seasons.
Well, there's eight seasons of Melrose Place, you guys. I don't know if I have it in me.
Why didn't they do 10? Why did they stop at 8?
What happened?
I think the ratings were in the pooper.
Damn it.
The pool. Let's just, before we go, the pool. Would you get in that pool?
Well, it's probably freaking clean, according to how much the guy's there. So I'd get in it. It's crystal clear. But you know how many times they've done it in that pool. He says don't pee in the pool, but how about no, you know what, and in the pool?
Fornication.
Mm-hmm. I bet that happened time or two.
There's some film they got to clean off. Go.
You know what was different about this show from 90210? And I could be wrong, but for some reason, those interstitials stand out to me more. Those sort of like cutaways to like town, Melrose Place, neon lights, like that they go.
I like this dance move that you're doing. Town, Melrose Place.
Like, that's good. They do that. They kind of made it. We're edgy. We're hip. Here's some music.
Ours felt a little like, not Pretty Woman, but like, I don't know. It felt a little 80s almost.
Yeah.
And then this like was like, oh, cool, hip. Mm-hmm. I guess we weren't cool or hip. We were just chic.
I love that you all went to Shooters, though. You all went to Shooters.
We did. Oh.
Okay, so like all in, like, I don't know, scale of 1 to 10, what would you give the pilot of Melrose Place?
You're thinking 10, aren't you?
I'm going to go with 8 because I just get too carried away.
You wanted to go with 10.
I wanted to go. You know, I wanted to go with the full 10, and then I didn't really think it through. I just got overly excited.
I would have to give it about an 8 too.
Yeah, I agree. I think my 8 is more because I know that it becomes a 10, so I can't.
It really does.
It really does.
And you know what? It really held up. Like watching it 30 years later, like I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. I mean, like I already said, I'm really not into the fashion in the show. Like, I have a problem with
it. Okay, guys,
maybe it was reality based, but it just bugged me because I'm just like,
I wore a white bodysuit with jeans just like Allison. I didn't have that oversized blazer, but I definitely
did. Thank God.
I did not care. I loved Kelly's outfits in this episode.
She had like a floral dress.
Yeah, really. She looked pretty. And I like that like little last skirt thing. And
I loved that. And I loved the dress. But I got to say, the two like baby doll dresses you wore to Jake's place, I was like, I get like wearing that normally, especially the date. I feel like the date you would have done a little more.
Right. But I think that they were trying to just really distinguish that she was younger and high more school. Innocent. Yeah.
Yeah.
By her clothes.
I get it.
Yeah. But I didn't really love when Allison wore those bike shorts, but those are back in now. Like,
yeah.
Her fashion though was never, yeah.
never
Locklear's. That mm-hmm. was the thing. Like, poor Allison just was never like in the pilot. You're kind of like, oh, she's awesome. But then when Heather Locklear shows up, you're just like, whoa, her fashion was amazing the whole run.
Yeah. The Allison of it all, Allison, I think, in my opinion, I liked her and Billy, but when what it becomes later on felt a little Andrea.
Yes. Whoa. That's an interesting
little Miranda. Comparison. Like, you know, like you just yeah. were like, she's more conservative. She's yeah. kind of the mom. She's always telling yeah. everyone. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. But she started out like kind of really like girl next door sexy. I love mm-hmm. that button up shirt she runs out in. I was like all about her legs. Yeah.
It's a good one, guys. I'm excited.
Did any like lines like stand out for you as like memorable? Though, like,
I liked when Amy Locane's character, what's her name, Sandy, gives yeah. Jake a hard time, and she's like, "Did it ever occur to you, like, we live next door?" And he's like, "Love thy neighbor."
Yes.
What about when we were doing the scene in Shooters? Remember the scene in Shooters, and she's yeah. sitting on Ian's lap, and she's like, "Shut up, Jake." The way she said it, "Shut up, Jake," like. I just remember when she said that, I remember thinking when she said it on the day, like, wow, good enunciation.
Wait, this, you will notice this. The scene when Kelly first comes and she's laying out on the lounge chair, mm-hmm. her line was ADR, right?
Which one?
When, the whole scene talking whole scene. To you. Her voice was lower. Like okay.
It looked like it, yeah.
Sync up, and her voice was lower, and I was like, "Wow, I don't remember. Is she really talking?"
I wonder why. Today?
Huh? And then it got better. Yeah.
I will.
Your favorite line.
Sorry, I mean, you guys had the good lines, but I will say, and I don't know if it's Jenny and Grant or Kelly and Jake. Once again, the kissing is right on point. Like, it's amazing.
That was a good kiss.
He's a good kisser, right? Wait, this is so funny, you guys. We were watching it in bed last night. My husband was like, "I'm going to go to sleep while you watch it," because I had to stay up late and watch it. And he couldn't fall asleep because he got sucked in, of course. And then he saw the kissing scene and he turns to me and goes, "Why don't you ever kiss me like that?" And I said, "Why don't you ever kiss me like that?" Like Jake just grabs her head and her face and just, it's good.
Grant's show is, God, he is hot.
He is such a beautiful guy.
We should do Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Let's do it. We have to.
So we have three episodes. So one of you guys do it for this one, then the next one, and the next one.
Oh, that's no fair, Amy Sugarman.
Well, you can go first, Tori.
You go first, yeah.
I mean, Kiss, Marry, or Kill with the current characters?
Yes,
yeah. The boys didn't change. Okay. I would kiss Jake. I would marry Billy, and I would kick to the curb Michael Mancini.
All right. Stay tuned to find out how Amy and I feel about that on the next episode.
I love it. I'm glad we're doing three.
Oh my God, this is so fun.
Wait, so what are we doing, you guys? Like officially, we're doing, this is the pilot.
Next week, we're going to watch episode 2. Yep.
Of Melrose
and we're
going
to watch episode 3. Then I have something special planned for the two of you to end the year. And then in January, we're going to come back with 90210 season 3.
I love the way you've thought this through, Amy. Thank and I love that so we're having this meeting about it right now on the air.
No, this is so fun and exciting. While we love doing our show, it was really cool to like get to know all these new characters and get.
I feel like we have like so much more energy talking about someone else's show than we do our own.
Well, I love it all. I could talk about them all day long. Don't you worry about that.
Well, we're just happy that you're happy, Amy, really. Yeah. Bottom line.
Did we get to your 6 pages of notes
pretty
on your legal pad?
Pretty much. I mean, I make it fun for myself because I get in my bed with my Justin's peanut butter cups and I get an orange, orange, but like a cutie. And I eat that while I watch it.
Really?
A glimpse. Like a wonderful
night. I feel like
night.
Everybody knows you a lot better right now.
Sometimes I get a cup of tea too, guys. I
know. Ooh. No wine?
Nope.
No, that's not good for you.
Getting crazy.
I know. Okay. I keep spilling the chocolate on my sheet, so I had to actually switch from white sheets to leopard.
Wait, so you could just lay in the chocolate? I don't understand. So,
like,
wait. If
a little chocolate gets on the white, even if you wipe it out with like a wipey.
So wait, so out, eating chocolate in the bed is something that happens not just once a week or some special occasion, but every night.
She had to go so far as to change her sheets to a darker print. She eats chocolate every night. Let's be real.
Oh my God. But leopard, I want to see those. Let's see them.
Come on over, J.K.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, guys.
Now we know why you changed to leopard sheets. It's all because of Jake. Okay, we're going to come back next week, you guys. You heard it from Amy Sugarman. We're going to be here talking about episode 2 of Melrose Place next week. I hope you like Melrose Place.
Jenny Garth. Tori, are you in number 2?
I am.
Wait.
Am I not?
No, you are. You're just not number 3.
Right. Episode 2, Friends and Lovers. So make sure you watch it, you guys, and do your homework.
Yes. Have a great week.
Bye.
Thanks, Amy.